If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is You're Restrained and Used All Day Long, written and read by J.M. Seaborn. This is a free use fantasy in which you're used all day long by your partner. It contains the use of daddy as an honorific, but everyone in this piece is a consenting adult. You have the day off. Your daddy does not. When his alarm sounds, you nuzzle into his neck and breathe. Today is the day, Daddy. He rubs his eyes. He thinks for a moment. Maybe he doesn't remember. But you talked about it just last night. Your cheeks burn with shame. Maybe he doesn't want to do it anymore. Maybe he thinks you're just a pervert. Maybe you can take it back. He kisses the top of your head, and his fingers glide down your back. Reassurance is simple. Instant. Today, he says. You kneel in the centre of the room, naked, exposed. Somewhere in your mind you know you have a busy job, a complex family, and a million worries. Somewhere, in some place, you are required to be so much for so many. But not now. Not today. Daddy is fully clothed. He wears a shirt, trousers, and polished shoes, ready for his work day. You can almost see your face in the shoes as he leans behind you and gently binds your wrists. Your brain empties. You didn't even notice the half-smile arrive on your face. You feel your eyes glaze with submissive tears. You feel your nipples stiffen. Now you are bound, and Daddy is going to work. He angles your face up by the chin and kisses you. He says goodbye, closes the bedroom door, and leaves the house. Your cunt throbs. The first time. You have no idea how long you will be left here. The ropes feel tight and comforting on your wrists, and the carpet feels hot against your knees. You can hear other cars leaving for work. You can hear the creaks of the house. You can hear your heart in your ears. You feel a flash of anger that you've been left here, as if this isn't exactly what you described to him. As if you hadn't fucked yourself to the thought of this. No. No anger. Even if it takes all day, you're his sub, his toy. You wait. And wait. And the door opens. He's back. How long has it been? You open your mouth to ask, but immediately his hand is in your hair and he yanks your head back. Your mouth opens to obey a command you didn't hear, and already his cock is down your throat. I have a call in a few minutes, he says. I need this, he says. You struggle to keep your breath, and to keep yourself balanced on your knees as your daddy hurls himself into your delicate face. He isn't pacing himself. He isn't checking on your well-being. At one point, he even checks his fucking watch. You choke. Jesus. The aggression. His fingers curl in your hair and he growls as he erupts. Your hands are still tied, so he can only angle your throat to welcome all of his warm cum inside you. He finishes and pulls out, and strides to the door without a second look. You gulp down his cum. He's gone. Your cheeks feel like furnaces, either from the physical effort or the shame of being used like a toy. You're panting, but try and keep quiet as you hear him start his call in the office. Tears run down your face, and you fix your posture. You need to be ready for when he returns. The second time. You hear him on his call. You love to listen to him work. Cum pools in your belly and your cunt gradually starts to calm down as you return to something of a still state. The door opens again. He lifts you off your feet and looks at your face for the first time since he came back to the house. Your breath catches in your chest. For a moment, it looks like he might kiss you. You look up to welcome it, and he turns you around and pushes your face onto the bed. On your knees again with your face against the fabric, your ass in the air. Fuck. He's going to spank you. You close your eyes and brace yourself. You listen out for the swish of the belt being run through the loops. And instead, you feel his lips on your ass. He kisses you. You open your eyes in surprise. You didn't expect this. He kisses again. And within a few seconds, his tongue pushes into your asshole. You hold your breath. Why does this feel even more humiliating than the face-fucking? His beard feels so good. Your knees tremble. His hand grabs your hips and he laps at your hole with greed. Your cunt screams with inattention and your fingers grip the sheets. You resist the urge to rear into his face, so instead you take it, you take all of it. And that's when he pushes a finger into your cunt. The sensation of being filled from behind and in your cunt at the same time is almost too much. And you actually cry out. One hand finger fucks you and the other moves around to tease at your clit. You feel the build immediately and it's only now you realize you're biting the bed. When you come from your toes. You scream a guttural cry into the mattress as you come all over Daddy's face and the vibrations of his laugh make you shiver. You lift your head and drool strings from the sheets and you catch your breath and start to come down. Daddy pulls you to your feet and lies you on the bed. Your ass feels cool and wet, and he smiles at you as he leaves. Alone again, trembling, throat still sore from before, waiting. The third time. It's not long this time. The door opens and you brace yourself what he will do next, what appetite he will satiate. But this time he carries a plate. Grapes, cheese, and a glass of water. You don't know if you can speak, so you stay silent and bound as he feeds you. The fourth time. This time you actually fell asleep. After he fed you and kissed your forehead, you rested and allowed the tension and excitement of the day lull you to sleep. You wake up to something happening. You open your eyes. Things are blurry. There's a sound. The sound is him. He stands over you, choking his dick inches from your naked chest. Before you can act, before you can offer your mouth or your cunt or anything he might want, he comes all over your nipples with a selfish grunt. You blink. You are just a visual aid. He leaves and the cum runs off your breasts. You have no means to clean it off. So you lie there, left alone on the bed as Daddy's cum dries on your body. He watched you sleep and fucked himself to the image. You feel so ashamed. Your cunt melts. The fifth time. The sun slowly moves the shadows in the room, and this time you know there is no sleeping. You listen for every moment, waiting his return. Your ass has been licked clean, your throat has been stretched out, and cum has dried on your chest. You feel emotional. You don't want to disappoint him by tapping out. This fantasy has been everything you could have asked for. Everything you stammered into his ear. The door opens again and you close your eyes. I'll be ready, you say to yourself. I'll be ready for him. I won't let him down. But instead of Daddy's firm hand, or his belt, or his dick, it's a towel. Huge, warm, fresh, fluffy. It envelops you, and before you know it, you're wrapped in it and lifted from the mattress. It feels like you're flying. Daddy carries you effortlessly into the bathroom. A hot bath reaches for you with its arms of steam. This wasn't part of the fantasy. You never gave him an ending. I should have known, you say to yourself, as he washes your back and hair. We write these stories together. If you liked that, you can find more of me at writteninkink.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.